Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 16. Spontaneous Devotion, Further Described. Relationship. In the attitude of the denizens of Vrindavan, such as Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, is to be found the ideal transcendental concept of being the father and mother of Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead. Factually, no one can become the father or mother of Krishna, but a devotee's possession of such transcendental feelings is called love of Krishna in a parental relationship. The Vrishnis, who are Krishna's relatives in Dwaraka, also felt like that. And so, spontaneous love of Krishna in the parental relationship is found both among those denizens of Dwaraka, who belong to the dynasty of Vrishni, and among the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Spontaneous love of Krishna, as exhibited by the Vrishnis and the denizens of Vrindavan, is eternally existing in them. In the stage of devotional service, where regulative principles are followed, there is no necessity of discussing this love, for it must develop of itself at a more advanced stage. Eligibility for spontaneous devotional service. Persons desiring to follow in the footsteps of such eternal devotees of the Lord, such as the Vrishnis and the Vrindavana denizens, are called Raganuga devotees, which means that they are trying to attain to the perfection of those devotees. These Raganuga devotees do not follow the regulative principles of devotional service very strictly, but by spontaneous nature, they become attracted to some of the eternal devotees, such as Nanda or Yashoda, and they try to follow in their footsteps spontaneously. There is a gradual development of the ambition to become like a particular devotee, and this activity is called Raganuga. So we must always remember, however, that such eagerness to follow in the footsteps of the denizens of Braja or Vrindavan is not possible unless one is freed from material contamination. In following the regulative principles of devotional service, there is a stage called Anartha Navritti, which means the disappearance of all material contamination. Sometimes someone is found imitating such devotional love, but factually, he or she is not freed from anarthas or unwanted habits. It has been seen that a so-called devotee proclaims him or herself to be a follower of Nanda, Yashoda, or the gopis, while at the same time, one's abominable attraction for mundane sex life is visible. Such a manifestation of divine love is mere imitation and has no value. When one is actually spontaneously attracted to the loving principles of the gopis, there will be found no trace of any mundane contamination in his or her character. Therefore, in the beginning, everyone should strictly follow the regulative principles of devotional service, according to the injunctions of the scriptures and the spiritual master. And only after the stage of liberation from material contamination can one actually aspire to follow in the footsteps of the devotees in Vrindavan. It is said by Srila Rupa Goswami, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tad Bhava Lipsuna Karya Vraja Lokanu Sarata. When one is actually liberated from material contamination, then he or she can always remember an eternal devotee in Vrindavan in order to love Krishna in the same capacity. and developing such an aptitude, one will always live in Vrindavan, even within one's mind. The purport is that if it is possible, one should go and physically be present at Brajabhumi Vrindavan, and be engaged always in the service of the Lord, following the devotees in Brajadham, which is the spiritual realm of Braja. And if it is not possible, however, to be physically present at Vrindavan, one can meditate anywhere upon living in that situation. Wherever one may be, one must always think about life in Brajadham and about following in the footsteps of a particular devotee in the service of the Lord. A devotee who is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, who is constantly engaged in devotional service, should not manifest oneself, even though he or she has attained perfection. The idea is that one should always continue to act as a neophyte devotee as long as one's material body is there. Activities in devotional service under the regulative principles must be followed even by the pure devotee. But when one realizes one's actual position in relationship with the Lord, then he or she can, along with the discharge of regulative service, think within oneself of the Lord under the guidance of a particular associate of the Lord and develop his or her transcendental sentiments in following that associate. And in this connection, we should be very careful about the so-called Siddha Pranali. The Siddha Pranali process is followed by a class of men who are not very authorized and who have manufactured their own way of devotional service. They imagine that they have become associates of the Lord simply by thinking of themselves like that. This external behavior is not at all according to the regulative principles. The so-called Siddha Pranali process is followed by the Prakrita Sahajya, a pseudo-sect of so-called Vaishnavas. And in the opinion of Rupa Goswami, such activities are simply disturbances to the standard way of devotional service. Sri Rupa Goswami says that learned acharyas recommend that we follow the regulative principles even after the development of spontaneous love for Krishna. According to the regulative principles, there are 9 departmental activities as described above, and one should specifically engage him or herself in that type of devotional service for which one has a natural aptitude. For example, one person may have a particular interest in hearing, another may have a particular interest in chanting, and another may have a particular interest in serving in the temple. So these or any of the other 6 different types of devotional service, namely remembering, serving, praying, engaging in some particular service, being in a friendly relationship, or offering everything in one's possessions, should be executed in full earnestness. In this way, everyone should act according to his or her particular taste, conjugal love. Devotional service, following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan or the queens at Dwaraka, is called devotional service in conjugal love. This devotional service in conjugal love can be divided into 2 categories. One is indirect conjugal love, and the other is direct. In both of these categories, one has to follow the particular gopi who is engaged in such service in Goloka Vrindavan. To be directly attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in conjugal love is technically called Keli. This Keli performance means to directly join with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there are other devotees who do not wish direct contact with the Supreme Person, but who relish the conjugal loving affairs of the Lord with the gopis. Such devotees enjoy simply by hearing of the activities of the Lord with the gopis. This development of conjugal love can be possible only with those who are already engaged in following the regulative principles of devotional service, specifically in the worship of Radha and Krishna in the temple. Such devotees gradually develop a spontaneous love for the deity, and by hearing of the Lord's exchange of loving affairs with the gopis, gradually they become attracted to these pastimes. And after this spontaneous attraction becomes highly developed, the devotee is placed in either of the above-mentioned categories. This development of conjugal love for Krishna is not manifested in women only, for the material body has nothing to do with spiritual loving affairs. A woman may develop an attitude for becoming a friend of Krishna, and similarly, a man may develop the feature of becoming a gopi in Vrindavan. How a devotee in the form of a man can desire to become a gopi is stated in the Padma Purana as follows. In days gone by, there were many sages in Dandaka Aranya. Dandaka Aranya is the name of the forest where Lord Ramachandra lived after being banished by his father for 14 years. And at that time, there were many advanced sages who were captivated by the beauty of Lord Ramachandra and who desired to become women in order to embrace the Lord. Later on, these sages appeared in Gokula Vrindavan when Krishna advented himself there. And so, they were born as gopis or girlfriends of Krishna. And in this way, they attain the perfection of spiritual life. The story of the sages of Dandaka Aranya can be explained as follows. When Lord Ramachandra was residing in Dandaka Aranya, the sages who were engaged in devotional service there became attracted by his beauty and immediately thought of the gopis at Vrindavan, who enjoyed conjugal loving affection with Krishna. So in this instance, it is clear, the sages of Dandaka Aranya desired conjugal love in the manner of the gopis, although they were well aware of the Supreme Lord as both Krishna and Ramachandra. They knew that although Ramachandra was an ideal king and could not accept more than one wife, Lord Krishna, being the full-fledged personality of Godhead, could fulfill the desires of all of them in Vrindavan. These sages also concluded that the form of Lord Krishna is more attractive than that of Lord Ramachandra, and so they prayed to become gopis in their future lives in order to be associated with Krishna. Lord Ramachandra remained silent, and his silence shows that he accepted the prayers of the sages. Thus, they were blessed by Lord Ramachandra to have association with Lord Krishna in their future lives. And as a result of this benediction, they all took birth as women in the wombs of gopis at Gokula, and as they had desired in their previous lives, they enjoyed the company of Lord Krishna, who was present at that time in Gokula Vrindavan. The perfection of their human form of life was thus achieved by their generating a transcendental sentiment to share conjugal love with Lord Krishna. Conjugal love is divided into two classifications, namely, conjugal love as husband and wife, and conjugal love as lover and beloved. One who develops conjugal love for Krishna as a wife is promoted to Dwaraka, where the devotee becomes the queen of the Lord. And one who develops conjugal love for Krishna as a lover is promoted to Goloka Vrindavan in order to associate with the gopis and enjoy loving affairs with Krishna there. And we should note carefully, however, that this conjugal love for Krishna, either as a gopi or as a queen, is not limited only to women, for even men can develop such sentiments, as was evidenced by the sages of Dandaka Aranya. So, if someone simply desires conjugal love, but does not follow in the footsteps of the gopis, then he or she is promoted to association with the Lord at Dwaraka. In the Mahakurma Purana it is stated, great sages who were the sons of fire gods rigidly followed the regulative principles in their desire to have conjugal love for Krishna. And as such, in their next lives, they were able to associate with Lord Krishna, who is the origin of all creation and who is known as Vasudeva. And so, all of them got Krishna as their husband. Parenthood or friendship. Devotees who are attracted to Krishna as parents or as friends should follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj or Subala, respectively. Nanda Maharaj is the foster father of Krishna, and out of all of the friends of Krishna, Subala is the most intimate in Vrajabhumi. In the development of becoming either the father or friend of the Lord, there are two varieties. One method is that one may try to become the father of the Lord directly, and the other is that one may follow Nanda Maharaj and cherish the ideal of being Krishna's father. Out of these two, the attempt to directly become the father of Krishna is not recommended, for such a development can become polluted with Mayavad in personal philosophy. The Mayavadis or monists think that they themselves are Krishna, and so if one thinks that he or she has become Nanda Maharaj, then one's parental love will become contaminated with Mayavad philosophy. The Mayavadi philosophical way of thinking is offensive, and no offender can enter into the kingdom of God to associate with Krishna. In the Skanda Purana there is a story of an old man residing in Hastinapur, which is the capital of the kingdom of the Pandavas, and he desired Krishna as his beloved son. So this old man was instructed by Narada to follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj, and thus he achieved success. There is a statement in the Narayana Vyuhastava prayers that persons who are always engaged in thinking of the Lord as their husband, friend, father, or well-wisher are always worshipable by everyone. This spontaneous love for Krishna can be developed only by the special mercy of Krishna or his pure devotee. This process of devotional service is sometimes called Pushti Marga. Pushti means nourishing, and Marga means path. So such development of sentiment nourishes devotional service to the highest standard. Thus, it is called the path of nourishment or Pushti Marga. The Vallabha Sampradaya, which belongs to the Vishnu Swami sect of Vaishnava religion, worships Krishna in this Pushti Marga. Generally, devotees in Gujarat worship Bala Krishna under this heading of Pushti Marga. Thus ends Chapter 16 of the Nectar of Devotion, entitled Spontaneous Devotion, Further Described. recorded January 28th in the year 2021 by Narantara Das. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON.